The limitation is going to be toxicity. And the major toxicity with alpelisib is hyperglycemia. And, you know, initially when you think about it, you say, oh my God, hyperglycemia, I can deal with it. We actually initially, when we participated in the trial, there weren't very strict criteria. We had a patient hospitalized with hyperglycemia. So hyperglycemia is not something that we want to take lightly. It happens very quickly. So you want to prophylax your patients that have a high blood sugar. And if they don't, you want to watch them very closely because they can develop it.
What about other tolerability issues? Any side effects?
The rest of the side effects are pretty manageable. You may have a little bit of diarrhea. You may have a little bit of rash. The rash is dose dependent, the diarrhea as well. So that's, again, it's going to be a learning curve of how to use the medication and how to deal with the toxicities like it is with every medication. If you see a rash, you can dose reduce and the patients should not experience it again. Same thing with the diarrhea. The hyperglycemia, definitely something to keep an eye out for.
It's still kind of hard, you know, initially we were hearing kind of negative things about tolerability with this class of agent. Is this one better tolerated than some of the original ones?
It is. So the original studies were done with the pan PI3 kinase inhibitors, and those tended to have more toxicities, including some psychological issues with major depression. But the targeted one, so this is a PI3 kinase alpha inhibitor, those are much more easier to tolerate. So definitely easier. I go back to when we initially started using everolimus. We all thought it was almost as bad as chemotherapy. It caused mouth sores, it caused a rash, diarrhea, pneumonitis. And now we use it like it's nothing. Why? Because we got to use it enough times that we figured out how to deal with these toxicities. We figured that we want to give a mouthwash and that pretty much gets rid of the mouth sores and so forth. I think there's going to be a learning curve with that, with alpelisib as well.